And now for reading and writing and radio.
Funky Fred dressed well. He has black whiskers and buck teeth. He has four little pockets to suit him fine. A red cap to keep the sun out of his eyes. Fred has two big feet and thin bunny ears with a bright pink nose and a white fluffy tail. A sign on his back to let everyone know that his name is Funky Fred.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
I'm recording this program in Jane Ford's fifth grade at Little Flower School in Springfield. Jane has used reading and writing and radio with her classes ever since our programs began. And when I visited Jane's class recently, I found they'd done so many fun things that were related to writing that I said, hey, let's share your activities with all our classes. I asked a question. I said, I'm used to saints' names for church and school names, and I know what Sacred Heart and all that sort of stuff means. But what's Little Flower got to do with anything? Chris Laird?
Little Flower stands for St. Teresa of the Little Flower, who showers us with flowers from heaven as she spends her heaven doing good on earth.
Okay, thank you. So on account of Little Flower, we're calling our program Showers of Flowers today. Teachers, you keep your pencils poised in case some of our flowers appeal to you, and you kids listening, take note too. Now, what's our first flower? Jane and your class, take over.
The opening reading was about a bunny. We had taken Legs containers from Legs pantyhose, made a little stand, and decorated our bunnies with ears and personalities. The first reading was a paragraph to describe. Many of the children picked alliteration names, and we have two others to share with you. Beth Jennings.
Beth?
Soft Sophie. Soft Sophie is very soft. She has a pink bow in her hair and fluffy white tail. Her cheeks are blushy pink and her ears are very big. Her eyes are blue with a special magic touch. Her eyelashes are beautifully long. Her whiskers and mouth are very cute.
And there's also Missy Decatur.
Rich Randall. Rich Randall is a strange-looking guy. He has a long mustache and buck teeth. He has six gray whiskers on the sides of his nose. He has big floppy ears on the top of his head. He has black eyes and yellow feet to help him hop. He wears a $100 suit and a $50 bow tie. Rich Randall is a strange-looking guy.
A pretty natty bunny.
We also took the bunnies and the paragraphs around to other classrooms and let them share, and the children enjoyed doing that.
They read them to the younger kids?
Yes.
Oh, terrific. Well, now, Jane, I see that your room is filled with poo. Poo mobiles and poo stuffed animals and poo maps and poo records and things like that. It looks like you've been doing quite a bit with poo. How about Beth telling us something?
We had a poo birthday party and exchanged presents.
Brian?
Instead of playing Pin the Tail on the Donkey, we played Pin the Pancake in the Poo and Piglet Pancake Pan.
That's quite a tongue twister. Chris?
At our poo party, we had poo cakes and poo refreshments.
Then I saw some marvelous stories that you kids wrote. They're very colorful, and they're a kind of writing that we really can't read very well over the air because it's filled with pictures. It's called rebus writing. And a rebus is where you put a picture instead of a word. And so the story I'm seeing here that
Peggy
has written has all sorts of drawings in it, colored with crayon or magic marker, and every time she comes to us to poo, there's a picture of poo, and Peggy, why don't you read your story, and then we'll talk a little about it. Read part of it.
One day, Pooh and Piglet were going out into the woods for a walk. On the way, they met Rabbit. Hi, said Rabbit.
And when you saw Rabbit, instead of saying Rabbit, there's a picture of the Rabbit, okay?
Hi, said Rabbit. Where are you two going?
And then the R-U-2 is a capital R, a capital U, and a 2, colored, bright red.
Oh, we were just going for a walk, remarked Pooh. Well, do you mind if I come along, asked Rabbit.
Now, the eye is a big, bright eye with lashes and a pupil and so forth. Go ahead.
Of course we don't, Rabbit, replied Pooh. You are our friend.
What's the picture for friend? You didn't make a picture for friend. That's a bit of a challenge. Then I suggest that all you kids try rebus writing. It's lots of fun, and it looks great on the bulletin board. It just doesn't read as well over the radio. Jane, what else did you do?
One other thing. We had a poster next to Piglet, and it says, watch here every day for a new perplexing problem. So every day there was a little kind of thinking problem they had to do. And also we memorized Pooh poems so that we could go around and memorize them, and Diane Lear has hers to tell us.
Okay, I approve of memorizing, keeping things in your head. Diane, let's hear yours. Diana.
Sing ho for the life of a bear, sing ho for the life of a bear. I don't much care if it rains or snows, because I've got a lot of honey on my nice new nose. I don't much care if it snows or thaws, because I've got a lot of honey on my nice clean paws. Sing ho for a bear, sing ho for a poo, and I'll have a little something in an hour or two.
I love it.
That sounds like what Pooh would do.
Now, Jane, I understand that you did something with famous persons.
At Halloween time, instead of dressing up as spooks, we dressed up as famous persons after we had done some research and wrote reports on them. The clincher was we had to go to other classrooms and give them clues to see if they could guess who we are.
So you had both the writing on the reports and the researching and then the writing of clues.
That's right.
Well, do we have some here that can give us clues and have a puzzle for everybody that's listening? Okay, here's some. Let's start with Kevin.
I'm a co-discoverer of the North Pole. I lived in Washington, D.C., and I am a black person.
Anybody know the answer to that one?
I think that's a hard one.
I don't. Let's hear it, Kevin.
Matthew Henson.
Matthew Henson, and I thought I knew my polar history. Let's hear from Tracy.
I can't keep my feet dry. I get tired of holding up my arm all day. I am about 152 feet tall, and I stand in the New York Harbor.
Who am I? I can guess that one. Tracy, you want to tell us?
Statue of Liberty.
How about you, Ricky?
I lived in the 1500s in England. I made my living by writing plays. I published the lines To Be or Not to Be.
That's another one that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky, you want to tell us?
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare, To Be or Not to Be. Lots of lines from Shakespeare that you'll recognize. And Shauna, how about you?
I'm a Native American princess. I lived in the first colony of Jamestown. Many believe I've saved Captain John Smith's life.
That's one I know, too. But we'll let Shauna tell us.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. That sounds like a really fun project. The researching, the dressing up, the going to other rooms. Did you kids all enjoy doing that one?
Yeah.
I was really intrigued by your project about Snowville, Jane. Tell us about that.
Well, I kind of used a conglomeration of ideas. We each create a snow person on paper.
Sort of like a snowman?
Yeah, well, snow persons, but who have particular names and personalities. And the names had to be alliteration names. So
now,
let's hear them.
Alliteration means starting by the same sound.
That's right.
Okay, let's go around and everybody give your snow person's name.
Bandit Brian.
Lucy Lighting.
Marshall Merlin.
Super Sam.
Dr. Dan.
Bullet Bill.
Showtime Sally.
Devious Dan.
Terrible Terry.
Beat Up Betty.
Diamond Dana.
Christopher Cop.
Lovely Larissa.
Princess Patty.
Cowboy Chris.
Motorhead Mac.
Renegade Rick.
Marvelous Mumford.
Sly Sam.
Messy Marvin.
Mixed Up Marvin.
Shameful Shannon.
Jaber Jake.
Grumpy George.
Radical Randy.
Firebug Fred.
And after we had created our persons and put them up on the board with the citizens of Snowville, we wrote paragraphs to describe how they looked and their personalities.
So that Renegade Rick would be some sort of a shady character, right?
That's
Sly
right.
Sly Sam sounds like one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher Cop out to get him, maybe?
He was.
Didn't I hear a bandit mentioned?
Yes. Bandit Brian.
Bandit Brian, okay. Well, tell us about your paragraphs.
Shameful Shannon is very pretty. She wears a purple hat with a flower on top. Her hair is dark brown. She has pretty blue eyes. Her eyelashes are very long and beautiful. Her mittens are dark blue. She has a pretty big mouth that she never closes. Shameful Shannon is very pretty.
Why is she shameful?
Why was she shameful?
She was ashamed of herself all the time.
Just particular personality trait that Dana picked for her snow person. Now she's going to describe the personality a little bit.
Shameful Shannon can be rude at times. If she doesn't get something she wants, she puts on a big show, acting like she is going to cry. She has lots of moods. Most of the time, she has a shameful mood. She never watches what she says to her friends. After she says something rude to her friend, she goes to her room and says how shameful she is.
So that was the personality.
Uh-huh.
Now, we had Grumpy George, and Kelly had decorated Grumpy with the weird kind of eyebrows and an expression on his face, and then she explained him.
Grumpy George always looks cross. He's always frowning. He wears a big black hat to keep his gray head warm. Grumpy George ties a red and blue scarf with his name on it around his neck. He wears blue mittens to keep his hands warm. Grumpy George is always grumpy.
All right, now we have to find out a little bit more about Grumpy George and his personality.
Okay. Grumpy George is always angry. If someone says, "Isn't this a nice day?" Grumpy George always answers, "Oh, shut up," and then he walks away. Grumpy George is never happy. He's always rude. Grumpy George is a sourpuss. He doesn't have any friends except his little puppy dog. Grumpy George is only nice to his dog. Grumpy George is always angry.
So those were two personalities that we had in Snowville. After that, we created houses for our snow persons, and these also had to match the personality of the person. So David had created Devious Dan, and let's find out about where he lived.
My snow person is Devious Dan. I live in a cave in the edge of town. It has a couple of rocks and lots of trees. When the cops come, I jump in the snow so they go in the cave and I shoot them.
What? That's our Devious Dan.
Right.
Then we had Firebug Fred, who lived in a very distinctive house.
My snow person is Firebug Fred. He lives in a Texaco gas can and sleeps in a matchbox bed. His big goal in life is to burn down big buildings of all kinds.
Now that was Ron's Firebug Fred. Now you had to see him because they had little antlers like a bug when he created the snow person.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was Mixed Up Marvin, and his house was a mess, so we'll have to describe it.
My snow person's name is Mixed Up Marvin. He lives in a house with marshmallow siding and with soup cans and mazagines all over the floor. He never knows what goes where.
It was really a mess. They kind of had
Sounds
fun
like my
doing
house.
That. Yes. So we also wrote stories then.
Oh, I heard about one that someone did of a bicycle. Not a bicycle.
Baseball mitt.
That
was last year.
Where the baseball mitt was an upside down house, and the baseball player
that
lived in
that was Beat Up Barney.
Beat Up Barney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was last year.
Well, let's hear
right.
some more about Snowville.
Now, what we did then was wrote stories, using as many people in Snowville that we wanted to, and
like Firebug.
Or the bandits robbing the bank, and I think
we
had...
Christopher Cop probably came into a lot of the stories.
Yes. Terry Williams wrote a story called The Robbery, and we have lots of people in it, so we'll hear it now.
Let's hear that one.
The Robbery. One day in Snowville Bank, Terrible Terry is ready to cash a check when Sly Sam and Bandit Brian were about to rob the bank. All right, stick 'em up, Showtime Sally and Terry, exclaimed Bandit Brian. Now wait a minute, Brian. You don't want to do this. You just want to get some attention from everybody, replied Terry. No, I just want some money. Okay, here's some money. Now go home, Terry said. Thanks, everybody, Brian yelled. And so Bandit Brian and Sly Sam went home, and Terry cashed his check. The next day, Bandit Brian and Sly Sam robbed the grocery store. And like always, Terrible Terry was in the store. All right, everybody, stick 'em up, shouted Bandit Brian. Yeah, stick 'em up, yelled Sly Sam. We are in trouble, yelled Diamond Dana and Princess Patty. If only Beat Up Betty was here, Lovely Larissa said in a shaky voice.
We need to say that Beat Up Betty is a boxer, don't we?
Yeah.
Is that in the story? Okay, well, Beat Up Betty is not a battered wife. She's a boxer. Go on, Terry.
That might make a difference.
Now, boys, what are you doing? Flirty Frida said calmly. We're robbing you. Now shut up, Sly Sam shouted. No, yelled Flirty Frida. Bang, 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 bang. What happened? Yelled Terry. I shot Flirty Frida, but Marshal Merlin shot Sam and I. Ugh. I knew you would mess up one day, said Terry. In 5 minutes, Dr. Dan came in and fixed up everybody. The next day, Sly Sam and Bandit Brian went to jail.
They even stuck mine in there. Flirty Frida was my snow person, So he stuck mine in, too.
Well, I think that's just a grand idea, to give yourself a whole cast of characters living in Snowville, and then everybody to write stories that involve the various people. Well, class, I also know that every month you write letters to shut-ins in your parish and tell them about things that are going on and make things for them and so forth, and I think that some of this grew out of the old people program, didn't it? Maybe you were doing that before, but I know that some other classes have begun doing that. But what intrigues me in particular with this class is how much you combine your writing with everything else. And this is what I believe, that, writing isn't everything. Let's do lots of other things, and if we can write about them, why, that is terrific. So I thank you, Jane Ford, and I thank, here's your names, Brian, David, Ron, Stephen, Missy, Angie, Debbie, Beth, Chris Cramp, and Chris R., and Chris C., Diana, Michael, Shauna, Kelly, Mark, Peggy, Tracy, what's that name?
Nina.
Justine, isn't it? Justine.
Nina.
Ricky, Kevin, Dana, Dale, Terry, Steve, and Beth. Thank all of you for being on this program. And I'm hoping that the activities that this class have done in connection with writing will inspire all you listening classes to expand your own writing with fun and interesting things to do. I'm sure that a lot of you are doing that already. So why don't you write into us? How have you been using writing in your classroom? What lively things have you done? What flowers can you shower us with? Write in your activities and ideas, and together we'll make a tremendous bouquet, and we'll share the blossoms with everybody.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.